You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with a vengeance. We've got my good friend Bruce Turkell on. I want to first of all thank Bruce for coming up and speaking at the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I got a lot of great feedback. Bruce, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Now, today we're going to talk to Bruce about the fact, you know, Bruce comes on, we talk about branding and things like that. And first of all, I want to say shout out to Lolly. Thank you for letting me know that the signal and sound is good here today. That means the gerbil's running fast. We're going to talk about curating your brand. We've built it. We've got it. Now what do we do with it? And sometimes the individual brand can be bigger than the organization. Maybe how do you deal with that too? Welcome to the show, Bruce. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Bruce, you know, we've talked about your 7 steps to building a brand. Maybe you want to just kind of gloss over that a little bit. And then I want to talk about what happens after you've built your brand, because there's a lot of people that have made missteps, like the bicyclist, I'm already a Lance Armstrong. And then, you know, some people have probably eclipsed their brand and helped rebuild it, people like Lee Iacocca. So, you know, Bruce, how does somebody build their brand? And then we'll talk after that about how to maximize it.
Well, it's critical to understand what a brand is. People think a brand is a logo. They think a brand is a sign. They think a brand is a trademark. It's none of those things. A brand essentially is your reputation. It's what people think about you, say about you when you're not in the room. It's the message that comes before you do and stays after you leave. You know, in the old days, people were checking out a car, they used to slam the door or kick the tire. I'm never really sure what that has to do with the quality of the car, but that's what they did. Well, today, that kicking of the tire, the brand does that for you. The brand announces who you are and why you matter to them.
Wow, okay, so, you know, somebody spent a lot of time and energy building a brand, curating a brand. You know, there's two kind of different directions we can go. I kind of laid it out up front. What about somebody like Lance Armstrong builds a brand, has a fabulous reputation, and then suddenly it all comes crumbling down? Can somebody like that rebuild their brand?
No, Lance Armstrong has cooked his goose. And the reason is actually not because of what he did. The drug part, you know what, he probably could have gotten away with that because you would have believed, they all do it. What are you going to do? However, Lance Armstrong kept telling us to trust him, to believe him. And maybe you even saw the ad. Hey, am I allowed to say ass on radio?
You just did.
Okay, so let me know if
you
I
didn't
can't say it
you
again.
Didn't blink, you didn't bleep that out, did you? Nope.
There
you
was,
okay.
So there was a Lance Armstrong ad, black and white ad, where he said, people say, I've been taking drugs. I haven't been drugs. The only thing I'm on is this bicycle on my ass 24 hours a day, training. And he made this big deal about it, so we all believed him. When it turned out not to be true, he had betrayed us. But worse, he had betrayed his authentic truth. Look what just happened to Brian Williams. Brian Williams lied about what happened in warfare, and he's gonzo. Now, he might come back as an entertainer, he might come back as a comedian, he's a talented, handsome, well-known guy. He's not coming back as an anchorman, because the authentic truth of an anchorman, I'm talking Walter Cronkite, Diane Sawyer, Barbara Walters, all those guys, men and women, their authentic truth is truth. Now, at the same time, Hillary Clinton lied about being shot at in warfare, and I'm not talking politics here, I don't care what side you're on. But she lied about it. She said she was shot at in Kosovo. Turns out she wasn't. Did it affect her career? No, it did not. Why? Because a politician's authentic truth is not the truth. We expect politicians to lie. We don't like it, but we don't really care that much because we expect it. So they can deal with it. Brian Williams is toast, and he's toast because he violated his brand.
Now, so he's violated his brand. He can't recover. Lance Armstrong can't recover. A politician can recover. That's good.
Tiger Woods can recover.
Everything except his swing, apparently.
Well, that's his own issues. But as far as brand goes, his brand was not about fidelity or being a loving husband. His brand was about being a killer golfer. And that didn't change. It has since, but it didn't change at the time. So when he did what he did, we all said, yeah, that's too bad. Okay. And we moved on. Because it was not his authentic truth.
Okay, so now somebody's built a brand. They've got the brand. The brand is their truth about themselves. We'll call it their reputation, too. How do they go forward and curate that to make sure that missteps are mitigated? Because I don't think anybody can be perfect.
Three things. Number one, you have to know what it is. I know that sounds simple, but it's not simplistic. A lot of people don't know what it is. If you ask them, what's the authentic truth? What's the brand message of your store? They will tell you, oh, we have stuff people want, or I don't know. Amazingly enough, most people in business do not know what their brand message is. So number one, you got to know what it is.
Yeah, the way to find that out is to ask, right?
And to create it, and to curate it, to use your words. Number two, you got to make sure that everybody in your operation knows what it is. Because if you know, but your employees, your partners, your associates, they don't know what it is, then they don't know how to communicate the right thing. And then number three, never, ever violate it. Never, ever violate it. You know your core value. You know your authentic truth. You know why you matter and what you stand for, and you live up to it.
Sorry, Bruce. I'm just taking notes. I'm just taking notes, man.
Well, then I'll just keep blabbing.
Keep blabbing. Know who you are, what your brand is, and make that your message. And what you really have to find is, what was the thing you said about the truth? What's the term you use?
Your authentic truth.
There you go. Authentic truth.
Let's look at brands everybody recognizes.
Yes.
Let's look at automobiles. Porsche's brand is performance. Audi's brand is design. Mercedes' brand is status and quality. Ferrari's brand is picking up girls at nightclubs. Actually, no, I'm just trying to be funny. It's not their brand. Lamborghini's brand is picking up girls at nightclubs.
There you go.
Toyota's brand is durability. So a couple years ago, Ferrari's, the 408, which costs, I think, only $300,000, right, started catching on fire. They would spontaneously combust because it turned out some adhesive in the fender would drip on the manifold, get hot, boom, they'd go up in flames. And Ferrari said, anyone that catches on fire, we will replace it, no questions asked. Why? Because their brand is about uncompromising performance to guys who can spend upwards of $500,000 on a car. Now, Toyota, at the same time, they had that problem with the unintended acceleration. But they kept saying, no, it's not us. No, it's a problem with the mats. They did not accept their authentic truth. And the estimates are that they lost $1 billion in brand equity. Why? Because if a Toyota's not fast, you don't care. If a Toyota's not sexy, you don't care. If a Toyota doesn't start, doesn't run, isn't safe, you care. Because what's Toyota's brand truth? Durability. They're an appliance. We don't expect them to be the fastest car. We don't expect them to be the cheapest car. But we do expect them to start every time and do what we expect from them. And so they violated their authentic truth.
Wow, you're not kidding. My authentic truth within the context of our business is that we're creative, hard-driven, and accretive to your transaction. And we bring capital to the table. So I need to make sure that I have the rest of my team on board and on message, and we need to continue to say that message.
No, actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to disagree with you. Those...
I don't mind. I'm thrilled when you do it. I learn things then.
Those are the things you do. Those are the things you sell. Those are the things you trade for money. The ability to generate capital. The ability to make a deal make sense. That's your craft. Those are what we call RTBs, reasons to believe.
Okay.
That is not your brand. Your brand is based around dependability, creativity, honesty. I don't know. I'm putting these things out there. Your brand is probably based around the fact that I am better at what I do because I utilize your services, right?
Correct.
So I'm a better me because I do business with you. Remember, the first rule of branding is all about them. Your brand is not about you. It's about what your customer or consumer gets from the relationship. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, we've only got a couple of minutes. Can we take an early break, D, and then come back? Okay, we're going to take an early break. Stick with us. Bruce is going to tell us a story. It's going to be awesome. I'm done taking notes because I got too many. I'm just going to listen to my replay. D, it's all yours. Back after this.